After 4 years at WNYC, producer Chris Neary has moved on to something new. But we didn't want him to leave without a little fanfare. During his time here, not only did Chris help produce the show, he also amassed a pretty impressive list of pieces that he reported himself. There's the piece about the little TV channel hosted and produced for and by people with autism, a profile of the little guy losing a legal battle against the RIAA, who was suing him for $675,000.
There's the profile of the guy who wasn't the mastermind behind Bitcoin, but could have been. A story about the little school newspaper that stood up to bullies and refused to use the name of their own football team, the Redskins. And of course, his moving obit for the New Jersey magician, Bruce Bray. The common thread that drew most of Chris's pieces together is that they are about relatively unknown people committed to what they do. Like him. Of course, his favorite piece doesn't fit that mold at all. Oh, Chris.
Time Magazine Washington Bureau Chief Michael Scherer was closing that week's issue of the magazine when he got a call on his cell phone.
It's really a delightful voice. Incredibly engaging, friendly, slightly flirty.
Hello, how are you today? I'm calling about an online request you once made about health insurance coverage.
I have health insurance that I'm quite happy with. And I started talking back to her just sort of as a prank, and I realized that her responses were pretty canned. And so I said, you're a computer, right? And she had a very charming laugh.
I am a real person. Maybe we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that.
Through the afternoon, Samantha West kept calling, and Sherry became more and more suspicious.
I looked at my cell phone and realized that I could call her whenever I wanted, and she would answer the phone as if she was calling me. And so I told the other people in my bureau that we should find out what's going on.
One of those people was Zeke Miller. He covers the White House for Time.
Michael walked down the hall to my office and said, dial this number.
Hello, how are you today? Well, I'm calling about an online request you once made about health insurance.
Intrigued by Samantha's dubious humanity, Zeke and another Time reporter, Denver Nix, pressed the issue, repeatedly calling her back using the number on Cher's cell phone.
We work with all major companies and compare all the rates for you.
Oh, cool.
I can get you a quote in about 5 minutes. Yes.
What's your name?
Okay. Samantha West.
Miller and Nix called Samantha West about 10 times. When they began by asking, are you a robot? She'd politely hang up. So they learned to humor her by answering a few of her healthcare questions, building slowly to the only question that matters when you suspect the person you're talking with is a robot.
You really do sound like a robot.
I am a real person. Maybe we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
At some point, Nix discarded the politeness you'd afford another human being.
It would just make me feel so much better to hear you say, I am not a robot.
What? Let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you currently on Medicare?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But now let me ask you a question.
Medicaid or looking for Medicaid?
We'll go, you ask me a question, then I'll ask you a question. How about that?
Sure.
Okay, are you a robot?
No.
If you search Samantha West on the internet, you'll see not every telemarketing target is so skeptical. You see comments like,
I always hang up on her because she calls and identifies herself and then says nothing. I don't know what she wants, but I'm blocking her
Samantha
number.
West keeps calling me from 412-430-5588, even though I keep telling her to stop calling me.
Samantha West is not unique.
My name is Amanda Thomas, and I'm going with Corporations for Character on behalf of
Corporations.
I'm so sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing anything you're saying. I'll have a manager call back from a better phone shortly.
No.
The Tampa Bay Times and the Center for Investigative Journalism looked at charities that use these kinds of calls. That's where these recordings are from.
What color is the sky?
Well, I thank you so much for your time today.
Sky?
Maybe you can help
you're
out on the next
person.
Drive.
You're
Take care
person.
And have a good day, okay?
You're Thanks. Not a real person.
Bye-bye.
People who are fooled by Samantha West and her ilk don't record their calls, and some of them probably buy insurance. But listening to that kind of tape, it's impossible to conclude she's a real person, which means she's a robot.
Samantha West is not a robot. If we wanted to give Samantha West a catchy title, I would say Samantha West is a cyborg.
The Atlantic's Alexis Madrigal has written at length about the Samantha West of the world. A brief note for non-sci-fi fans. A cyborg is a human who has their mind or body augmented by technological devices.
What Samantha West is a person sitting either in Utah or the Philippines, my guess is the Philippines, pressing buttons on a computer that play pre-recorded audio to a call receiver.
So when a telemarketing target picks up a call from Samantha West, they hear her energetic, perky voice. But there's a human operator controlling what that voice says by clicking on the right button.
They can hit, for example, L to laugh. And they can just keep hitting the L to do that. So it's like... But the idea is that the operator gets really good at using these little conversational asides in order to, like, make the conversation feel natural. So another example, you hit the equal sign and say, exactly. Hit the equal sign. Exactly.
While cyborg Samantha West may be unsettling to contemplate, Magical says he found versions of Samantha West that were, if not honest, at least more honest. And some of the companies who sell Samantha-like systems claim it can prevent fraud.
And the reason is, when you have a bunch of call center workers where the turnover is like 400%, multiple times the turnover at a fast food restaurant, you've got people whose incentives do not necessarily align with always saying exactly the right thing. I mean, these are people who are living pretty close to the edge of survival, making ends meet. And you've got their managers relentlessly flogging them, trying to get them to make more sales. And so what you have is people sometimes say, don't read all the disclosures that they're supposed to read because they know it'll take too much time and they might lose the sale. And so the big pitch, actually, for a lot, particularly the American-based companies that sell this technology, is that every single thing will be said exactly as the script wanted it said.
But nobody likes being lied to. And in fact, the operator behind a Samantha West is free to jump into the conversation at any time and initiate a human-to-human interaction. So there's nothing stopping a righteous operator from making an honest woman of Samantha West.
Can that overcome the kind of original sin that you're not talking to another human's voice? I don't know. If Tommy in Utah is placing the call, is listening to the call, is responding to you live, like, are you talking to a human?
We already have automated tutors, diagnosticians, and bureaucrats. But we know they're machines. What if cyborg salespeople like Samantha did come clean? Here's one of the Time reporters, Denver Nix.
You know, what would I have done if she had said, yeah, I'm a robot? Anyway, as we were saying, I don't know what I would have said. That's really, that's heavy, man. I guess, you know, she was trying to enroll me in health insurance, and I would have just said, like, oh, you know, thanks for answering my question. I'm sorry I was being such a jerk. I have health insurance. Have a nice day.
So Samantha West could actually help. Telemarketing is often a scam. What if honesty could be automated? For On the Media, I'm Chris Neary.